It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Friday, November 9th. This is Jade, and while I appreciate Jeff Goldblum covering all fantasy bases by putting out a jazz record, this week we'll be checking out new albums from artists who have given at least two decades of their lives to the music industry. But before we get to those albums, let's check in with Jay out at the Iceland Airwaves Music Festival.
This is Jay Gabler. I'm at a coffee shop in beautiful downtown Reykjavik here in the midst of Iceland Airwaves with a very cool guest. Do you want to introduce yourself and explain your role?
Hey there. I'm Will from Iceland Airwaves, and I head up marketing and operations for the festival.
And this is your organization's first year running the festival. How's it going?
Good. I think this year we're really pleased with how things are performing. It's been a lot of a rebuild for us in many ways, but on the whole, I think we're really, really, really pleased. People seem happy, the flow seems really good, the band seem really happy, and most importantly, the people that have come from everywhere around the world seem happy. So yeah, so far so good, I would say.
And you've made international headlines by achieving gender parity in your lineup years ahead of the 2022 goal set by several of your peer festivals, which is already seen as being kind of an ambitious goal, but you're just like, well, we've done it.
We've been really lucky, I think, in terms of our programming. Firstly, we're a showcase festival, which sets us in a slightly different field from some other festivals. But then secondly, our approach has always just been about what music we like. And I'm really pleased to say, I think in 2018, that there's just so much good music out there from all parts of the world, from, you know, all genders and from all genres, that for us it seemed kind of like a no-brainer. We kind of worked almost backwards. In fact, we looked at bands we liked, and then we kind of looked back and thought, oh wow, okay, we've actually kind of managed to achieve this now, which has been great. But it's been something that's been very instinctive. Obviously we agreed to be part of Key Change, which is this brilliant initiative by PRS, but our musical choices actually were firstly and foremostly what we wanted to pick, and not to try and fit into this remit. So it's just been a really kind of great thing that's happened, you know. And we're really happy to see Key Changer here. In fact, they have, I think, five showcasing artists this week. They've done a really great, they're doing some great talks today at the conference side of our festival too. Yeah, it's really great to be involved with them.
So one more topic I wanted to touch on is the question of climate change in the music industry. It seems like every week in the music news, there's some news of a major festival or events somewhere around the world being affected, whether postponed, canceled, safety concerns because of climate change. Can you talk a little bit about how climate change is affecting the music industry here in Iceland?
Oh, it's a good question. I mean, certainly for outdoor events, it's always going to be kind of problematic. I think Airwaves, interestingly enough, was kind of always a November event because traditionally speaking, it had been identified in the calendar as a very low tourism point. I guess kind of with the global change, and also I guess with how we're all kind of working in the world now, we're lucky here because we're, you know, for this festival we're 90% indoors, and I think people come to this festival kind of really with a view that they're going to be pretty aware they're going to be dealing with some interesting and tactical kind of weather throughout the week, but for other people, yeah, it can be really problematic. I mean, a good example for us, I guess, from a very basic production level, I know there's bad weather this weekend, so we'd schedule some activities for some people that won't be happening now, or we have to reconfigure. I know that flights today, we have some bands that were scheduled to come in earlier today that will probably be later. Crossing my fingers that we should be all right. But I guess in terms of what we would like to achieve, I think there's always more things we can do. You know, for example, you know, drinking water in Iceland is beautiful and tasty and really good, but you know, we still have to kind of deliver, you know, thousands of bottles of water to touring bands and to an audience. I think I would love to see more of that kind of stuff kind of change. I think traditionally, you know, Iceland for the most part have got a really pretty good sense of respect for nature and how and living amongst kind of really stunning nature. I think that, you know, if anything, we'll probably look to work more closely kind of with all the different government bodies here and stuff, just to share that information to audience when they come to visit the festival. You know, we always kind of try and give people as much information as we can about, you know, that the water's fine to drink, to drive safe, to respect nature when you're here, and also be careful too, because although it's a very beautiful place, it's also, it can be a very dangerous place. You know, the weather can change in an hour. If you're unfamiliar with the driving conditions, it can be very precarious, and, you know, you'd be amazed that people think are kind of quite safe situations can turn dangerous very, very quickly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Will. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell if I'm cold? If I'm out of daydreams?
That's just a little taste of a song I'll tell you more about later for our single for today. An artist that has a little bit of a connection with Iceland Airwaves Music Festival. But before I tell you about that single, let's check out a couple of albums that are coming out this week, starting it off with Charles Bradley, Black Velvet. Charles Bradley would have turned 70 this year on November 5th. To honor the Screaming Eagle of Soul, his record label decided to put out a collection of outtakes and rarities. All of these outtakes and rarities were recorded during the sessions for all three of his last albums: No Time for Dreaming, which came out in 2011, Victim of Love from 2013, and his most recent album, Changes, from 2016. There's a really beautiful duet called Love Jones. There's also some different versions of songs that maybe you've gotten really familiar with on those last couple of albums. Plus, if you know anything about Charles Bradley, you know he makes a very, very good cover. You know, those kind of covers where you can't even tell they're covers. He just makes it his own. So there's a bunch of covers here. Nirvana's Stay Away, done entirely in the style of Charles Bradley. He also takes on Rodriguez's Slip Away. And this, his cover of Neil Young's Heart of Gold.
I wanna give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. If these expressions I never give, it keep me searching for heart of gold. And I'm getting old.
Jay Maskus of Dinosaur Jr. must not like much downtime. He's worked on multiple side projects and solo records in the past, and it seems like his most recent record was inspired by picking up a new drum kit. So expect plenty of drums banging away, but it is a Jay Maskus album, so there's enough guitar shredding to heat your face to a very unhealthy degree. But like most solo Maskus albums, it's a softer side of Jay than is usually shown. I loved the sweetness in See You at the Movies.
Kiss the freedom that she shocking, so it fades. Can't let go, so it just stays. Dreaming long out anyway.
Wrapping up today's new album releases, we're checking out an album that you on Twitter voted as the one you most wanted to hear about, which would be Muse Simulation Theory. So even though earlier this year, Muse was quoted saying that the album was dead, they were never going to make another one, here we are, nearing the end of 2018, and Muse has gifted us with their eighth album, Simulation Theory. It's been 20 years since their debut, and Muse has honed in on their energetic, anthemic, and paranoid building sound. In the album, they're trying to escape various evils in the world while bringing together 80s-style synth with fast-paced beats, leaving very little space for breathing. Here's Muse with Pressure. And back to that song I was playing you a little bit earlier, Aurora. A 22-year-old Norwegian singer, she's been compared to Kate Bush, Lana Del Rey, and Lorde. She's joined The Current at a live broadcast from the Iceland Airwaves Festival. She'll have a second album out soon, but has released a single called Forgotten Love, which Aurora says is a song she wrote about when we choose to fall in love with someone, a partner, or even just love you have with a friend. We know the risk it takes and how much it would hurt to lose this person we love so much.
When I'm blind in the dark,
And that's today's music news. You can listen to those albums and check out more Iceland stories and videos, plus catch up on today's music news at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade, and shout out to Anna Wagle for all her help with today's show. We're going to have a bonus episode this weekend from Jay with rock journalist and SiriusXM host David Frick. So subscribe to The Current Music News podcast to make sure you don't miss it. And we'll be back next week with more from Jay in Iceland and, of course, your music news.
I forget how emotions dance when they aren't inside.